Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Easy, most known unknown Easy Old Soul. This is the Easier Said and Done podcast. Hopefully everybody's getting their day started pretty well. This is the day of the solar eclipse. Illinois is, well, pretty much everywhere, so pretty much make sure you keep the sun out your eyes later on in the day. And I'm still working on this Blog Talk Radio stuff, man. Like, look, I don't even know what the point is of setting up a scheduled show. It literally tell me to schedule a show, like, right after I finish my episode. And then I schedule it, and then when I try to get on for the scheduled show, it say, you don't have no show scheduled. But then what's the point of me scheduling a show for today? I'm trying to get y'all consistent work here, and these mugs are stopping me. So from now on, I'm going to just do a go live and, you know, set it up that way, because it seems like trying to set up a show schedule, it just ain't going to happen. It's not going to work. But I'm coming at y'all today to talk about pretty much the future, well, the present right now and in the future, where I think things are going as far as relationships, people, and social circles everywhere, where I think we going to be in the next couple of years. And I'm kind of hoping I'm going to be wrong about it, but it seems like it's already coming to fruition anyway. So I might not be too off about these things. Now, in present day, as far as everything we have, I feel like there is a freedom of speech thing where on one side we have the freedom to say whatever we want. On the other side, we don't have the freedom to say whatever we want. And I say that now because during this day and age, we have a thing called cancel culture. It is still very prevalent right now, which it shouldn't be. It's pretty much just a culture of people that get mad about almost anything, even stuff that happened way back in the day, and they pretty much cancel you for it. I didn't think this was going to be a thing. You also have the Me Too movement. That done died down a little bit, but people that use it as a, you know, a hashtag and stuff like that, usually the famous people, are still able to make things happen in different spaces. And it's somewhat troubling, somewhat not, because in certain spaces, the Me Too movement is what got Harvey Weinstein locked up, which he should have been locked up a long time ago, although a lot of the women that he was with and doing the things he was doing to them, I feel like they knew what they was getting themselves into, a lot of the older women at least. And then, you know, you got people like Jeffrey Epstein that was locked up and then killed a short time later. You know, so, yeah, you got good things out of the Me Too movement and stuff like that, but you also got bad things, meaning the case of Amber Heard, who is still a movie star that got Johnny Depp kicked off of his movie franchise for a false allegation, and you still got people like that being successful and walking around feeling like they're untouchable. You got so many people out here where they're using these type of systems, this cancel culture system and all these things, to promote different aspects of life that shouldn't be affected, I feel like. But at the same time, it is. You also got the LGBTQ plus community that are strong in numbers as far as social life. Can definitely affect your outlook on life and also affect your pockets if you have a different outlook on life. There is a few people out there that feel like, you know, the LGBTQ community is too powerful, and also that they shouldn't be able to take the reins as easily as they do nowadays. They are highly represented in politics and different certain other situations, and a lot of people feel like that shouldn't be so. And, you know, I kind of understand both sides on that issue. I do think LGBTQ is pushed a lot nowadays, a lot more than it used to be back in the day. And maybe it is because they were very low represented back in the day. They were stifled and people, you know, tried to silence them back in the day. And now they can, you know, kind of be out fully. Really, if you're not in support of most LGBTQ stuff, you get shunned. You know what I'm saying? You get shunned. So we've seen it with Boosie. We've seen it with people like Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, people, you know, these type of people where they go against these type of organizations and everything like that, and they have an issue. And they haven't been canceled fully because it's really hard to cancel people like Boosie. But it still affects them. And, you know, most people don't agree with what's going on right now. And, you know, like I said, they are silenced for it. In a job place right now, like I said before, you now have a lot of people that use pronouns, you know, his, her, them, they, all that crazy stuff. So, you know, in certain environments, they literally have you calling people they over there, you know, needs help with something, or they are having an issue, or they are successful. You know, you gotta greet them by those pronouns, or you might be in trouble. You might be emphatically in trouble of losing your job right in this day and age. I never thought I would see the day that happens. You got things like that going on in the social world. In relationship world, you got people, you got women out here getting BBLs. Now, it is a very, very small percentage of women, I guarantee you, that are getting BBLs. You also got people out here taking Ozempic to lose weight. You got all these kind of made-to-build bodies out here. Although it's on a small scale because of social media, it feels like it's on a much larger scale that this is happening on. So you get videos of different outlets showing, like, you know, what do guys want from women, you know, as far as body wise out here, and you get the video showing women responding, oh, they want BBLs out here. Like a high percentage believes that men want BBLs, and then a high percentage of males, when they're asked what do they want, BBLs or natural body, they say natural. So it's a different landscape for both parties, but the women are the majority, even though the men are the majority in all real sense of life. There's actually been some studies done that prove that men are actually, there are actually more men out here than women. But nonetheless, the dating market is kind of dominated by women right now. So they in turn believe that BBLs are the way to go, which is absolutely not the truth. I ain't going to tell you as a straight male that BBLs are not the answer that men want. Yes, we like them for sex. Yes, we will kind of sexualize you as far as BBLs go, the right type of BBL, because some of you, I don't know what doctor y'all went to, but I feel bad for you. So in that sense, the BBL works for women. I don't think BBLs work for men. Be honest, if you don't have a body fit for a BBL, don't get a BBL because it looks weird sometimes. It sometimes doesn't, but a lot of the times it looks weird and people are starting to be able to tell. I think it's getting better, which is kind of scary because you don't want an artificial body. And even though, you know, BBLs technically come from the fat in your body, you don't want to have to keep that upkeep. You got kids out here nowadays that are, you know, having sex changes at, you know, young ages, very young ages, but there's still a such thing as child abuse when a kid is disciplined to an extent where certain people might feel like, oh, you're being too rough on your child. But you can get a sex change operation, you know, when at a young age, or you can think about doing it, and if you, you know, fight against it right now, you could be in trouble as a parent. If you as a parent are pretty much saying to your kid, like, no, you can't make that decision, which is ultimately true. You might be in trouble out here. You might actually get your kids taken away because they feel like in some cases that is the norm, and you can't make your kids stray away from what they want. So they're giving kids the ability nowadays to legitimately be who they feel they want to be. You remember when we used to be able to pretend when we were in class, when we were younger, you used to be able to pretend, like, if, you know, your teacher would say, what do you want to be at this moment as we're playing a game of animals, you know, like, what animal you want to be in this moment? Oh, I want to be a lion, and you get to growl, and, you know, I'm the king of the jungle, or you want to be a gorilla, and you get to beat on your chest, and ooh, ooh, you know. Kid wants to do that now. They identify as an animal. In some cases, schools approve of it, families approve of it, people approve of it, and it's the weirdest thing. So sometimes you might walk into a situation where a kid is literally being an animal, and you're looking like, what is wrong with your kid? And it's like, oh, no, we just like them to be free. We want them to be free to be who they want to be. Yeah, I don't get that statement when it comes to an animal. Who they want to be, to me, says a person, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be like Mike, I understand it, but you can't be Mike, you know what I'm saying? If I want to be Michael Jordan nowadays, I can identify as Michael Jordan, but I ain't going to get his money. I'm not going to get anything from him that he gets. I'm not going to be able to play in the NBA. I ain't going to even be able to play in his summer league or anything like that. These are the things that people that are old enough to understand. There's a lot of decision-making going on that is just not making sense to me, not making sense to a lot of people. And I talk about it with certain people almost every day, and it's the world is going to crapo. You know, you got the dating market out here, just is not the same. Any and everybody is either on game, simping, or feeling like you should take care of them off of the first date. There's women out here that want you to pay their bills before you even start to date them, before you even take them out. There's women out here that, oh, man, I'm, and they'll test you and see if you do it, just because there are a lot of guys out here simping. They'll tell you, oh, man, I think I'm going to miss my rent payment. Knowing damn well they won't, but, oh, man, I'm going to miss my rent payment. See if you pay for their rent before you even take them out or anything like that. And after a while, they start expecting you to do it. I don't know where that came from. I mean, we knew that it was going to move into the day and age of the man that likes to be on laptops and computers and stuff like that. We knew it was going to move into the computer age as far as male-dominated avenues. But I just didn't think that the men out here would pretty much grow to not have a spine. So nowadays, women kind of rule everywhere, and that's a problem. And it's also why we're in the debt crisis we're in right now, because they say this is the age of spending, even though we are at our highest average we've been with inflation. And that's mainly because of women. And I know it might sound crazy, but women spend the most. So even when they're broke, they don't have any money, they still find a way to spend money and buy stuff and purchase stuff. That is what women do. And that hasn't changed, and I don't think it's ever going to change. So these are things that we just got to realize we might need to change. So I talked about these are some of the things that I just see from right now. And here's some of the stuff I feel like we can do to change this stuff. Well, I'm hoping we change this stuff, but it might not happen. So what we can do is bring parenting back in the home. Right now, freedom of speech is so crazy that you can almost say anything, but in a lot of ways you'll be held accountable to a lot of different avenues. I think we do need to bring back accountability in a way that is strong and understanding. I also think we need strength and boundaries. Kids nowadays do not understand boundaries. I mean, like, majorly do not understand boundaries. They don't understand predatory stuff unless it involves, you know, pedophiles and stuff like that nature. But they don't understand you have to give people space. You have to be relentless in understanding people's values. Also, values need to come back majorly. Parents have to value the fact that they are parents. And it's okay to be a kid's friend when they get older. When they're young, they don't need you to be their friend. As much as they might tell you, you can tell your parents, hey, or your parents can tell you, you can come to me about anything. And that's the truth. In most cases, when you're a child, you can come to your parents about anything. You just choose not to in most cases. But I think they need to bring back parenthood. You can do the things that you want to do, but at the same time, you got to make sure you're doing the right things. A lot of kids out here are doing the wrong things, and they're being rewarded for the wrong things. So that's one of my things. I also feel like, man, we gotta kind of step up our game as far as speaking on naturalness. There's nothing wrong with a natural woman. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that natural woman. And you want to let a woman know you appreciate her being natural. I've always let women know, like, natural is the way to go in every case, even with your hair. Even when you don't feel like it's going to be the best part of you or anything like that, you can find a way to let your hair represent who you are fully and be confident in yourself. It's all about how you do it. Right now, I'm not looking too great with my hair, but at the same time, if I wanted to step out in a way where I could be effective, I know I can. It's all about how you play it. You don't have to be scared to be yourself. Actually, I preferred that growing up. I preferred to be different from everybody else. I didn't want to be the same as everybody else. I didn't want to buy Jordans. I didn't want to dress alike or anything like that. I hated dressing like other people. I hated when people had the same stuff as me and stuff like that. Now, I got out of it eventually. I became okay with it, but it doesn't always happen that way. And these are things that I just noticed that we should bring back, you know, a difference, you know, in people's lives. Be different. It's okay to be different. I think you actually affect more people if you're different than if you're the same. Bring back the quality of family, you know, the quality of family life. You know, bring back the male in the family. You want to have the father in the home. I think that definitely changes stuff, but I think that helps kids to be better. And bring back the understanding that, hey, when you're old enough to make decisions, then you can make decisions, you know, for alone. If my kid is 18 and he want to be a cat and he want everybody to call him a cat and he consider himself a cat, at that age, if he's still thinking he's a cat, then there ain't much I can do about it. I ain't going to accommodate, but there ain't much I can do about it. Hey, he's grown up. He still feels like he's a cat. It is what it is. But until that age, you cannot allow your kids to, and I say this, I'm not a parent, but I feel like you can't allow your kids to just do and say anything they want, because then they have no understanding of life and they're getting things that they shouldn't be given. You know, sometimes too much, giving too much is not taking away enough, because eventually they're going to get to somebody that's going to tell them no. And if you had it your whole entire life, never hearing the word no, never really hearing stop or anything like that, you're going to find it hard to navigate your life, because when people start turning you down because you're going to work acting like a cat, it's going to be kind of hard. And we might get to the day and age where this is prevalent, where you can be whatever you want to be, but I doubt it's going to go into the corporate world. So that's one thing. Also, I think we as people need to grow as far as understanding money, understanding finance and, you know, getting better as a culture of people, period, when it comes to finances. I think we spend money too loosely, myself included, and I'm working on that myself. And we just need to get better at those things. Also, your health-wise, there is a lot of obese people in Illinois, in North America right now. I think we need to care about health more. I do understand there's certain situations where people get big for a certain reason and everything like that, and I am sensitive to those type of natures. I do still think we need to care about our health a lot more in these day and ages, because back then when I grew up to now, it is totally different as far as health. Everything is claiming to be a lot, well, a lot of people and a lot of organizations are claiming to be a lot more healthy than they probably are. And then there's some organizations out here that are stifled because they are actually healthy for you. When you're in the day and age of a pandemic where they say, hey, take a shot rather than you can just, you know, as long as you stay healthy and stay fit and exercise, you know, you can do the same. You can have the same outcome as if you take a shot, and people are choosing to take a shot. We're getting lazy as a culture of people, and I think we need to kind of find a way to revamp our energy and everything like that. I also think we are losing a lot of energy in our kids and everything like that. I've seen kids nowadays be drinking coffee at a very young age, and that will never make sense to me. If you're a child, period, you don't need coffee. Your body makes its own energy. Even chunky kids, your body still makes its own energy. There's absolutely no reason no kid needs to drink coffee. No kid needs to drink coffee. Even if your metabolism is slow as a kid, you still have your own energy being made. I think kids need to be outside more and not at a desk or not in the bed or playing a video game. In this day and age, you get punished by going outside. That's your punishment now in this day and age. In our day and age, it used to be, oh, you can't go outside. In this day and age, you got to go outside to be punished. You got to get off your game system. And we need more movement in this world. These are just a few things that I'm thinking about. As far as relationships, people need to be more trusting of each other and stop trying to scam each other into a relationship and out of relationships. There's too much scamming going on everywhere. And it's starting to be in relationships. If you want to date somebody, date them for just them being them. Don't date them because of anything else. Don't date them for money. Don't go out on dates for money. Don't go out dates for eating and all this other stuff. Be genuine in who you are. Be genuine in what you want and everything like that. I think people don't choose to be genuine. They choose to be somebody else that they have never been, and choose to keep up a facade more than anything. Nowadays, people aren't being themselves, whether it's in a relationship or out of a relationship. Men, tell women what you want. Women, if you don't like the man, just say you don't like the man. Don't be trying to get what you want out of them and then push them to the side. If you don't like the man, just say that. You guys will save a lot of lives if y'all tell the truth out here, and that's the hard part. A lot of people don't be telling the truth. They want to tell you what you want to hear, and that's not going to solve any problems, I promise you. It's just going to make stuff worse, because when people get lied to so much, they get used to the lie. So regardless, once you start telling them the truth, they're not trying to hear it because the lie has compensated them so much that they don't understand that the truth is a lot more powerful for them. I think we need to tell the truth to our families, our friends. You know, be real with people. Start being a real person, because the internet got people feeling like they're not good enough, they're not real enough, they're not where they want to be, and they see you on the internet portraying something that you might even live in, and they get down about it. they get down about it. So, you know, also don't take in so much internet, because the internet can lie to you. The internet can lie to you, and we need to kind of dial it back on the internet. We shouldn't even spend so much time on the internet, and I shouldn't be saying that because I'm on a radio show right now, and I want you guys to listen to me. So I shouldn't be saying that, but I'm saying it. You don't need to be on the internet all the time. It creates a false facade. You're seeing people out here in life living life, so you believe you're not living by, I guess, what do you call it, close proximity. You see people living, so you feel like if everybody's out here living and I'm out here working and I'm not being able to live, I'm missing out on something. It's not always the truth. Not everybody's living a great life, and not everybody, every life comes with a consequence, you know. You might have money, but you might have just enough money to survive to the next day. You can experience a lot out here. You can change things for yourself out here, but you got to make sure you're doing the right thing. I think, sir, so many things can be changed by just understanding who we are, what we want, and reaching our goals. You know what I'm saying? And those are just a few things I think that will help change our future in a positive manner and send us in back into the right direction, because the direction we are currently traveling in is to me, wrong. So for me, this is where I see it would help us and stuff like that, and I hope people listen and understand and really see the views and it makes so much sense to kind of abide by certain dynamics, certain rules, and certain understandings. So that's just a little bit of what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to say those things. I wanted to get people to understand that we can definitely be different and we can affect change. And that's all I want to see at the end of the day. I want the kids that are growing up, that are coming after us, to have a great life, but also prepare for a future, you know. I want relationships to flourish. I want people to have fun. I just want people to live. And it's hard right now to live, so we got to get better as a culture and as a people. And, you know, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I'll be coming back at you guys tomorrow, most likely around this same time. I appreciate all of you guys for checking me out. This is your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Oh. So this is the Easier Said Than Done podcast. I'm out of here. Talk to y'all.